Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
The time is 8:01. Stay tuned for Ragtime America. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And tonight, we're going to be looking at one of the alternate definitions of the word rag. I mean, when you look it up in the dictionary, one of the definitions is a piece of syncopated music for the piano. Another definition might be a dance. But one of them is a piece of cloth, perhaps a scrap of cloth or something like that. And there were a number of rags written over the years that made reference to the actual pieces of cloth rather than types of music. So I thought we'd bundle them up tonight and go through a few of them. So we'll start off with a piece by Scott Joplin written in 1899 called Original Rags. And the cover of this, which would be considered racist now, but at the time was not, shows an elderly black gentleman in patched clothing picking up pieces of cloth off the ground. So here's Original Rags by Scott Joplin, and here is Scott Kirby.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I'm sorry about that. One of our turntables has got a mind of its own, and it's not going to play. We started this off with Original Rags. Scott Joplin wrote it. Scott Kirby played it. Right after that, we heard Rags to Burn, written in 1899 by Frank X. McFadden, and sort of a collection of a lot of different themes, maybe stolen from other rags, as far as I know. That was Wally Rose on piano. And then we tried to play Naughty Rags by W.C. Coleman off of an LP record, and I can't get the arm to stay put, so I had to give up on that project. We will move now to some more pieces of cloth, if you will. And to kick us off, we'll have another group of three, I guess, if we can. To kick us off is Richard Egan, who will play a piece from 1900 by Edward Clark Jr. called Rags and Tatters. Thank you.
highlighting old traditions and new permutations. Roots and Branches weaves together many colored threads in a beautiful tapestry of Americana every Sunday morning from 9 to 11 on KGNU.
Support comes from Boulder Weekly, an independently owned newspaper available at area newsstands, outdoor boxes, and online at boulderweekly.com.
All right. What did we have here? Mix things up. We started it off with Richard Egan playing Rags and Tatters from 1900. Certainly evocative of pieces of cloth. And then right after that, we heard a piece by W.C. Coleman from 1901 called Rag Knots, K-N-O-T-S, Rag Knots. John Arpin did that one. And then we finished it up with a bombastic piece by Robert J. O'Brien from 1901 called Rag Picker's Rag, played by Dick Zimmerman. Well, that brings us up to the 8:30 time, almost, and at 9 o'clock, it's time for Swing Shift, and of course, at 10 o'clock comes jazz up until midnight, so it's your usual Thursday evening selection of really great music for listening and relaxation, so I hope you're enjoying it as we do our salute to pieces of cloth tonight on Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel, and we'll just keep right on going with a piece from 1909 called Rag Bag Rag by Harry J. Lincoln, and the Minstrels of Annie Street will kick us off. Thank you. That was the Porcupine Ragtime Ensemble in a live performance of the Turkish Towel Rag, subtitled A Rubdown, written by Thomas S. Allen in 1911. Right before that, we heard Raggy Rag by Floyd Willis from 1909. That was Dave Wright on piano. And we started this trio off with Harry Lincoln's composition Rag Bag Rag from 1909, with the Minstrels of Annie Street playing that one. Let's just keep on moving here. We're kind of doing in groups of three, and so we'll move on now to a sort of a spur-of-the-moment quartet put together. They made one recording and haven't made another one since. They call themselves the Calico Quartet, Cali, C-A-L-I, dash, Co, C-O, meaning California and Colorado. And the members of it are, Virginia Tishner and Marty Eggers from California, and Bill Clark and Maury Walker from Colorado. So let's listen as the Calico Quartet plays The Calico Rag by Nat Johnson from 1914. Certainly evocative of another type of cloth, calico cloth. So here's the Calico Quartet. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, another three in a row. The Calico Rag is played by the Calico Quartet, followed by Sonny Leyland on piano with a piece from 1913 called A Bag of Rags by William McCandless. And we ended up with Mel Kaufman's one step called Muslin Rag from 1918. That was the Peacherine Society Orchestra playing that one. Okay, let's just keep on going here, keep on gwine. And so we'll move on to Joanne Castle, who's got a rag that really fits our category tonight of pieces of cloth. Here is the Painter's Rag, and she'll play it herself.
Thank you. Support comes from the Boulder County 2020 Census Campaign. The census, which is required by the Constitution, is taking place this year. The census affects essential things like healthcare, education, and infrastructure. There is no question pertaining to citizenship. Your responses cannot be used against you or shared with other agencies. You can participate in the 2020 Census online at my2020census.gov or by phone at 844-468-2020. Let's work together to make sure everyone in Colorado is counted. Con apoyo de la campaña del Censo de 2020 del Condado de Boulder, este año nuestra nación realizará el censo requerido por la Constitución. El censo afecta lo esencial, como la asistencia médica, la educación y la infraestructura. No hay una pregunta de ciudadanía, y sus respuestas no pueden ser utilizadas en su contra ni ser compartidas con otras agencias. Puede participar en el Censo de 2020 en my2020census.gov o por teléfono al 844-468-2020. Trabajemos para asegurar que todos cuenten en Colorado.
Well, we finished up there with two rags, Joanne Castle's painter rag, which she played herself, and the terry cloth rag from 1988, written and performed by Velma Fry, who's better known as a vocalist, but is a pretty darn good pianist when she sets her mind to it. Well, that pretty much brings us to a close in our program featuring rags evocative of pieces of cloth, which is one of the definitions of a rag. We'll go out with as much of Cotton Picker's Rag by William Brown as we can, that one from 1899, and it'll be the New Leviathan Orchestra. But we're very, very close to the top of the hour. So I will say this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. And at 9 o'clock, we will be joined by George C. and, oh, golly, it's terrible to get old. Swing Shift, there we go. So I'll get out of here, and we'll have some music.
This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Good evening and happy Thursday. This is George C., and it is time for the Swing Shift. Shout out to Jack and Ragtime. Swing Shift right now, 9 to 10, and then Jazz Lives, 10 to midnight. Stay tuned. Tonight we have a summer roses birds theme for the coming of summer. Swing Shift, KGNU.